This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We weren't there, but from people who were, quite a show for Caleb Williams.
Yeah, our guy, Brett Biggs, was in attendance there in L.A., and he had nine representatives from the Chicago Bears in attendance. That did include Matt Eberflus, Ryan Poles. It also included Shane Waldron, Thomas Brown, Kerry Joseph, Ian Cunningham, National Scout Francis St. Paul, Area Scout Reese Hicks, Offensive Assistant Robbie Picazzo. So you had a full group of Chicago Bears representatives there to watch Caleb Williams work out, but probably more importantly, to see him interact and to spend part of Tuesday night going out to dinner with Caleb Williams, which is my understanding that that box is now checked. And we are one step closer to completing the entirety of the comprehensive evaluation that many around the league believe will result in Caleb Williams holding up that number one jersey from Roger Goodell 5 weeks from now.
I'm sure details will emerge, but I do think the dinner, the meeting, the off-the-field stuff was the most significant part of this trip out west. And I wondered, have you heard any details? Do you know under whose reservation the name was? Was it somebody as clever like
Wally Payton? There was under
okay.
Wally Payton.
There we go. Caleb Williams talked about meeting with the Bears brass and talked about he says some nice things. He referred to Matt Eberflus as a defensive head coach. I thought that was interesting. Referred to Ryan Poles specifically being a guy who likes ball. I thought the way he talked about the Bears was what you would expect from a young man who's just starting to get to know people. They haven't picked him yet, so it's kind of awkward for him to be too presumptuous. But I don't know, Dan. I heard a lot of things from Caleb Williams today post-workout that I think we heard at the combine. He's got an easy confidence. He's likable. And there's some charisma. Will a borderline will he walk a fine line between that and cockiness? Probably. But he'll make some mistakes along the way. But there was nothing today that at least outwardly there were any red flags and character issues or concerns about behavior or immaturity, any of the things that we had heard going in.
No, and as far as the workout goes, Daniel Jeremiah from NFL Network referred to it as a proof of life pro day, which was essentially show people that you can still get behind a center, take a snap, drop back, throw a football, and then move on. It wasn't really long. It wasn't filled with fireworks. It was essentially, you guys have my tape, but in case you're interested, here's some other things that I can show you. The last pass of the day, a deep ball down the left hash, really, really beautiful throw. And it's one of those ones that you know is going to circulate on social media. It's going to circulate on the morning TV talk show debate shows. And you're going to see it for 3 or 4 weeks. Does it mean anything? No, not at all. Is it fun to watch? Yeah, it's definitely fun to watch. It's a dime throwing 67 yards in the air. And it's a really nice pass that makes you go, wow, I would love to picture that happening on a regular basis at Soldier Field.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I know we're all about accuracy here at the Take the North podcast, but I can guarantee you that by Thursday morning on the Mullen Haw Show, it will be a 70-yard spiral. It won't be a 67-yard pass that may have cut through the wind. It's a 70-yard spiral, and it was a thing of beauty. And when you watch it time and again, as people will on a continuous loop between now and the draft, I do think there was an easiness and an effortless kind of way about Caleb Williams. You saw him throw. It was against air. It means very little. But proof of life is a good way to put it. And Dan, I think that there was just so much consternation and so much speculation about what this pre-draft process was going to be and how it might unearth, oh my gosh, you know, he throws left-handed, or oh my gosh, you know, something about the behavior that might have come up over dinner. So far, so good. And it seems like the Bears and Caleb Williams are just in the getting to know you process. But I liked the fact that there was, if you're a Bears fan, you've got to feel good about the familiarity that seemed to exist between Caleb Williams and the main Bears decision makers.
Well, don't forget, as we talked about in January, this was a two-way street, that Caleb Williams was going to have to do his part to impress the Bears, and the Bears were going to have to sell Caleb Williams on their ability to put his career in good hands. And so part of this is about ingratiating yourself to Caleb, ingratiating yourself to his camp. You see the workout end, and Caleb Williams go around and glad hand with some of his teammates, some of the other people in attendance. And it's nice to see him target Ryan Poles and Matty Eberflus and give him a short hug. It's nice to see on social media, Matty Eberflus going over to the stands and speaking with Carl Williams, Caleb's dad. It's nice to see some of those connections being made. Probably the one that drew the most eyeballs, particularly after our buddy Brad Biggs tweeted out the photo initially, was Keenan Allen, new Bear, not even a week into his tenure as a Chicago Bear. He's already wearing the gear. He's in Southern California, obviously playing for the Chargers, being in LA, and he's got a chance to go and give Keenan Allen and Caleb Williams get a chance to give each other a handshake and say, what's up? And maybe I'll see you at OTAs in May.
That was maybe my favorite part of the entire workout. You saw, as Big Z, I think it was, who was maybe videotaping, one of the many cell phone cameras that were in play videotaping this exchange. But Caleb started to walk by. Keenan Allen was certainly there with somebody else. And then they kind of glanced, and Keenan Allen appeared to say something to him. It was obvious they were familiar with each other. They came and just gave each other a half hug and moved on, kind of a casual thing. And then to hear both guys talk about the other, the relationship, to hear Caleb Williams talk about having a relationship with Keenan Allen, it was like, and know that they gave up a fourth round pick to get him. And when he said for him to come here, yeah. I know that every Bears fan heard that and like, oh, here, like Chicago, you're already here. All right. Now you're talking like one of us. So yeah, the Keenan Allen presence was interesting because would he have gone there had he been still a member of the Chargers or maybe had been traded elsewhere? I do wonder if him being a Bear, he was decked out in Bears gear already. Nice move, guys.
And Tony Medlin for getting him some gear on the way out of the door.
Tony Medlin's the MVP in that organization. he comes through yet again. And definitely, I think that resonated. And that's going to be one of those things you remember.
Well, no doubt. And you expect that connection to continue and to grow and to be a catalyst for Caleb Williams' development if indeed on April 25th the Bears turn in that card, which I think Tony Medlin might be part of the crew that turns in the card at the draft. draft, and somewhere in Detroit, he may be the man responsible for getting that pick in the right hands of the people at the league office. Look, like, the momentum has been going in this direction for a while. I was looking at back at something I wrote in late January because I was trying to pull a quote for something I'm working on coming up for next week. And you go back and you revisit some of this stuff and you're like, this is just the natural progression of the snowball picking up snow. You know, it's been rolling downhill for a while and it's headed in the direction that most of the league expects to end with Caleb Williams landing in Chicago.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.